Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi. When I am asked to do a survey that has a gift, I always sign up, and I always ask for the Tyson's vacuum cleaner because that's what I most need. And every time I'm told it's limited to one per person. I have never gotten one, and I don't understand. I don't know whether I should just never, you know, try it again or what, but I just wonder if I could some way get it.
Could you have tried it? Can you try it on your family member's name or your husband's name or one of your kids' name or something like that, ma'am?
Well, not any time. Well, no. Why should I?
With that being said, this, ma'am, you said every time so you never did that thing for Dyson vacuum cleaner, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Someone could possibly have your number or anything like that, your old number or anything like that. It could be due to you have done a survey with the company before online. It could be a reason for that, ma'am. That's why I said, and could you possibly do it on someone else's name so you could get that Dyson vacuum cleaner?
But I've already, when you do it, you've already put in your name. How do I want to say this? Okay. I'm going back to this. I'm looking at the survey right now. It says, thank you for completing our limited trial supply.
Okay.
Now give me one second. Yeah. And choose only one, which I did. Okay. But I wonder, let's see. Let me just try a second one right this second. Let me do the iPad Pro. Okay. And, all right, let's try that. And, see, it says fill out your details. Now, should I get someone else? I have another person in my family. Should I try that?
You can try their name. It, possibly they could have a dear one. So you won't get that, that saying on one limited time for one person. You could try your husband's name.
So maybe what I should do is go back and try the first choice, the vacuum cleaner, again with someone else's name?
Correct.
Should I try that?
Correct.
Okay, let's do that. Let me go down to the Dyson's. Okay, it says claim. Okay, and it says I have 5 minutes to do it.
Okay.
And it says delivery address. It's all pre-populated with my information. Okay, I'm going to, with his permission, I'm going to put in his name. Right, John, I'm going to put in your name. Is that okay? John?
I'm sorry, you're
here. Okay, he says it's fine. And, here I'm going to do it again. And it's the same address.
Okay.
And it says claim Dyson. Okay, here goes. Submitting my information. And I better put in his credit card number instead of mine. Can you give me a credit card number for you? We've got just under 5 minutes. Okay. He's giving me his credit card. Now I'm going to put it in. Okay. Here we go. Number is... Okay. 147-4... Thank you for bearing with me.
You're fine. Take your time.
I only have four. okay. 3, 8, 1, 2. Okay. 2, 3, 1, 8. And it's good through 3:27. And CVV is, okay, I got that. Okay, here it is. We're going to complete the order. We apologize, but this offer is limited to one per person. What does that mean? One per person. Neither of us has ever gotten. He's never even asked for one before. Here it goes. Here's your credit card back. Isn't that frustrating?
Could you possibly start it over again and try again? Did it send to your email?
Well, it never, let's see, it never got back to my email. We never, it just got to payment information. Okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying put that all in. Okay, but I've kind of run out of time, I think. I think I'm just going to have to live my life without a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, but, I'm sorry to hear about this, ma'am.
Yeah, it's really frustrating, I've got to tell you. Okay, I thank you so much for your help.
You're more than welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Take care.
You too. Thank you for calling us for help. Great day.
You too. Bye-bye.